Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
European Union grants approval to merger of agribusiness corporations and consolidates a global monopoly. Interview with Adrian Bev of Friends of the Earth Europe. In light of the approval by the European Commission of the $130 billion mega-merger between agribusiness corporations Dow Chemical and DuPont, and anticipating similar authorizations for other agribusiness giants, organizations warn that a mega-monopoly has been consolidated with a complete control over agrochemicals and commercial seeds. The European Union's decision in favor of the merger of US groups Dow Chemical and DuPont was made known today, March the 27th. The merger is valued at $130 billion, according to a press release issued by the European Union. Although the decision adopted in Brussels includes some conditions to ensure it does not reduce price competition for existing pesticides or innovation, according to the European Union, organizations of peasants, family farmers, pastoralists, environmental activists, and rural workers point out that it sets a precedent in favor of agricultural monopolies. The decision for the above-mentioned US corporations foretells the European Union's opinion with reference to two other mega-mergers planned in the same sector: the acquisition by Chinese group ChemChina of Syngenta, Switzerland, a decision expected before April the 12th, and the merger between Monsanto US and Bayer Germany. Friends of the Earth Europe, together with other 200 organizations, consider that these three mega-mergers represent a major threat to our food sovereignty, family farming, food, and family farms themselves. This, according to an open letter sent to the European Commission and the European Union Commissioner for Competition, Margrethe Vestager, which claimed that this will exacerbate the problems caused by industrial farming, with negative consequences for the public, farmers and farm workers, consumers, the environment and food security. Real World Radio interviewed senior food and agriculture campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, Adrian Bev, to ask him about this decision. Let's now listen to the interview.
Okay, what we're seeing is that in agribusiness, the major companies that control a lot of the commercial seeds and sell all the pesticides to farmers, that they've been under financial pressure over the past years, and they've decided to merge. So we're seeing six of the world's largest agribusiness companies coming together to merge, so we will end up with only three companies in the end who will control a lot of the world's food supply. And what's happened today is that the first of those mergers, which is between Dow and DuPont, two big American corporations, has been given the green light by the European Commission. That doesn't mean it's through and it's happening. It still needs to be cleared in many places around the world. But because the European Commission has approved it, then obviously it's a big step forward for these companies. And this will make it the world's biggest agricultural company or agribusiness company. It's going to be the biggest in terms of seeds and chemicals together in the world. And this has, you know, huge implications for what farmers plant, what foods we eat, and also about what political power these companies have when it comes to decisions about our food and farming in the future.
Okay, Adrian, could you tell us, please, which are the other four companies involved in these mergers?
Yeah, the second one in a row is by a Chinese state company called ChemChina, which is buying out the Swiss company Syngenta. So these are already, you know, pretty large companies. And the final one, which is in a way the most publicly known one, is between German company Bayer and Monsanto. And if that one goes through, that will overtake the Dow and DuPont and become then the world's biggest agribusiness company. That is still not being started yet in the European Commission. We're expecting Bayer to notify the authorities in the coming weeks or months. So that one's a bit further down the line. But what we're going to end up at the end of the day is that instead of six huge companies, we'll end up with just with three huge companies who will be controlling our food and farming.
Okay, Adrian, what can you tell us about what's happening in other countries where these big corporations are operating in terms of these approvals that they need for the mergers in those territories?
There's already a very big campaign in the United States, coordinated by Friends of the Earth there, working in huge coalitions and alliances with farmers, with consumer groups and beekeepers and so on. So it's already quite a controversial issue in the United States. I think what's important now is that we get these mergers onto people's radar, so people in India or Brazil or South Africa, that it really becomes a public issue in those countries as well, because at the end of the day, you know, these companies have in a way saturated northern markets, but what they're really aiming for is markets in the south, which at the moment they don't have access to because farmers save their seeds or don't need their chemicals or whatever. So it's a really big threat to the food sovereignty and our food security in the future. And it's going to be really important that we see activity and we see resistance building across the globe to these deals.
Adrian, is there any kind of special message that you are saying to the European Commission or the European populations in the different countries? What is the message of Friends of the Earth Europe, especially today when we already had this first approval?
Well, it's a very clear message that the European Commission should stop other approvals and stop these mergers and actually start looking about how to break up agribusiness. These companies are already too big. They control too much of what's sold to farmers, too much seeds. They control the seeds. They force genetically modified seeds into the market. They force their chemicals into the market, even though there's health risks against them. So these companies are too powerful as it is, and we believe they should be broken up. But the message goes further than that. There's actually a really significant, this is really for the future and how we're going to feed future generations, then these companies are actually bad news. In times of climate change, we need to diversify what's been grown in our fields. If not, we're going to end up with more and more crop failures because the climate's changing. And what these companies are going to, what's going to happen with these mergers is that there's going to be less seeds, there's going to be less diversity in the fields. So it means our farming will not be able to cope with climate change. And that has huge ramifications for how we're going to survive living on planet Earth in the future. And that's why these mergers are bad news and why authorities around the world should be stopping them.
Okay, Adrian, can you add something a bit about the next steps? You already said that maybe in the next weeks or next month, at least one of these other mergers are going to be also treated in the European Commission. But anything else that maybe it could be happening in from an official perspective, in the sense that what could be happening in the official spaces like the European Commission, and also the next steps for Friends of the Earth Europe?
Well, I think the first step is we've got to build public resistance, and we've got to do that quite quickly. I think we're already late here as civil society. And today we launched with 200 organizations. We raised our opposition already today. We need to build on that and put pressure, especially on the member states, the governments in the European Union, because at the end of the day, you know, they need to protect their farmers. They need to protect the food security and the food sovereignty in those countries. And they've got to make sure that these corporations don't have this power and don't have a say in what is farmed in the future. And I think so. I think we're going to see much bigger campaigns, much bigger awareness growing over the coming weeks and months. And we'll see that how this pressure can be put onto member states to actually get involved and stop these mergers from happening.
Okay, it was Adrian Beb, Senior Food Campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe. Adrian, thank you very much. Good luck for the next steps in this work. And as you already know, Real World Radio will always be there to listen what you have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.